Hi, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Solo Adventures Together. I'm Duder, and this is Nurse Huckleberry. Nurse, how are you doing today?
I am doing really good.
I don't know why I'm doing this voice.
I don't know why you're doing that voice either, but I'm doing good.
Yeah?
How are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, I got a lot done.
Yeah, it seemed like you got a lot done.
I woke up and I read the paper.
Yes.
The free paper that was outside that I don't know why it's outside, but
it's free community something.
Yeah,
there's
some classifieds
in there.
I was bored reading it.
You see why you came and brought me the paper. I was asleep.
Well, I mean, last time you
brought it to me in bed, and you're like, "Here, I brought you the paper," and I was like, "What? I don't want to. I'm asleep. I don't want to read it."
Oh, come on! It seemed like last time we got the paper, which seems to be like I don't know once.
I think it's once a month.
You like had so much.
I want to read the paper.
I don't call it enjoyment. I would say
enthusiasm.
You had enthusiasm. You're like, oh wow, I read the paper today. I didn't really like it, but you know, it felt good to read the paper. So I was like, oh, you know, it'd be nice. What if I brought out the paper in bed? And you're like, I want to read that right now. And I was like, oh, all right.
And then you read it, and then you were like, oh.
There were some funny ads
in
there. There was actually one for a $50, you could win $50 for a pumpkin carving contest.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was already over.
Yeah, I had seen an ad last time for a Republican women's fashion show with like $25 tickets to see this fashion show. And I didn't go.
Whose fashion is it?
I think it's like a local Republican owned shop.
I wonder if they had fun,
you know? Honestly, I was curious about the fashion show.
I should have sent you to the fashion show.
But not $25 curious.
Well, I mean, our limit is $50.
Well, yeah, but to sit and watch people walk around in outfits for who knows how long. I'm not paying $20 for that, especially when they want you to buy the outfits afterwards.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's the whole point, is that you'll hopefully shop for things. Like, I don't understand why it's ticketed.
Hold on a second. Fashion shows, they're expecting people to want to buy the clothes?
Local ones, yes.
And like the ones where they're like, oh, I'm in Paris, look at my fashion show.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point, is it's the...
None of it is clothing, though.
Well, hold on.
Would you wear that on a Saturday afternoon?
People wear it on red carpets.
Oh, my God. I hope the red carpet
goes
out of here.
And here's the thing. Some things that are... there's a difference between runway styling and regular styling, but also there are streetwear runways, right? So, like, you're thinking of, like, haute couture, like, the highest of high fashion. Mm-hmm. But fashion shows happen at all levels
and
can include everything from, like, somebody walking around in jeans and a t-shirt.
Don't they only ever make, like, one of each thing, though?
No.
Oh. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about
today. That's not what we're talking about.
But I learned something today. Fashion shows actually have a reason besides being...
It's literally kind of so douchey. That people can see the clothing on a body.
Is that why everyone looks so disinterested when they're watching it? Wearing sunglasses, like...
Well, no, that's part of, like, the...
The culture.
Unfortunate influencer culture with it. But also, sometimes with fashion shows, because a lot of times they're recorded, or they're, you know, the photos from that can be used in, like, for publishing or, like, advertising or whatever.
Yeah.
And so there's sometimes with fashion shows, well, they'll, like, tell the audience how to sit, or they'll have a dress code for the audience.
Oh, my God.
Because...
So it's all just a fake thing for the cameras.
I mean, that's kind of the entire point of it, yeah.
I'm glad that I will never be in a position in my life
to
ever be invited
models.
To one of those.
What do you think they're doing? They're models.
I don't know.
There is, some models are runway specific, some models are
like,
they have different things, and some models do both runway and adverts, but like, you know.
Maybe one day we can talk about the benefits and drawbacks of which one to choose, if you should do
both.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, which people are important to know, which ones you should maybe just leave in the dust. You know that sort of conversation.
Let's talk about what you sent me to.
Where did you go?
I went to a flower crown / headdress workshop.
Do you want me to read you the description?
I would love for you to read me the description of the event.
Okay. So for the people that don't know, if this is your first time listening, you're 20 minutes in and we haven't even talked to the topic. So, wow, you must really enjoy the show.
Yeah, I hope you do. Premise of the show.
Premise of the show is we would take turns sending each other to events or things to do around the city and send them solo. And then they come back and we talk about it and report mm-hmm. back. And mm-hmm. hopefully there's something to show for it.
Mm-hmm. And the other fun part is we do this reasonably blind.
Yeah, I told you yesterday where you were going.
Yeah, you told me yesterday. You get a little bit of heads up just so you know how to dress and where to go. We did less of a heads up, and it was a bit stressful.
Yes, when I was like, all right, you will find out what you're doing on your way
on
there.
On your way. That was a little stressful, and we decided that
that's not
it
the way
wasn't
to go.
As fun.
Yeah.
So now you find out the day before the event. And yeah, I was excited to see, because it was specifically a Halloween workshop.
I feel like this is the perfect time to find weird events.
Yeah.
From now until like
oh,
the
yeah,
new
there's
year.
There's lots and lots of.
So we might need to backlog some stuff. If we find too many cool events.
Yeah.
We could maybe, you know.
Do a couple extra episodes.
Yeah, do a couple of extra episodes. You know, yeah. Okay. Anyway, let me read you the description here. So it was called a Halloween, Spooktacular.
Spooked.
Halloween Crown Workshop. So they say, you can tell me how accurate this mm-hmm. is. You get crafty and create your own unique crown fit for the season. ! Join us for a spectacular... the place you went. Get ready to unleash your inner creativity and craft your very own unique Halloween crown. This in-person event is the perfect way to get into the festive spirit and create something special for the holiday. Don't miss out on this fun and interactive workshop. Sign up now! And then there were some pictures of crowns on mm-hmm. there. I'll see if I could find them. They will be attached in a URL where you can look at the pictures in the description of this mm-hmm. episode
in
the
show
podcast.
Notes, yeah. Yes. So why did you pick this event of all the events?
Well, I know that you are a very crafty lady. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a couple of the previous places I've sent you kind of shafted you a little bit. You know? And I feel like I didn't know ahead of time, and I should have maybe considered a little bit more. So I really tried this time.
Thank you.
And, you know, it only took 9 episodes
right.
for me to try.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like this was the perfect fit because you get to be crafty. There's going to be a lot of people, I imagine. I don't know how many people went. You can let me know. And I thought that it would just be a great way to get immersed into the community because it wasn't too far. You know, it was in, around. It, like,
right, yeah,
like
yeah.
Nothing's really too far. But, like, I mean, compared to L.A., this is...
I know. Everything's close by compared to LA.
But I just really thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was at a brewery, and which I don't think you really had looked into,
No.
But this brewery had a whole bunch of hard kombuchas.
That they made?
That they make. They had like 10 different hard kombuchas.
Oh, boy. Maybe we should just go back there anyway.
I would like to go back there. It was nice. I liked it. It was a good spot.
Cool.
And it seems like they do a lot of community events. I think it's like, honestly, if we wanted to host an event, it would probably be a good place to do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So there was the headdress making event where we were. And then like outside on their patio, they had like karaoke going on that started like partway through. But then also at the back of the brewery was a class of 1985, 40-year class reunion.
No way.
Yeah. So, which I saw. So, we were like right at the very front of the brewery.
Uh-huh.
And it was only when I was like leaving and I went to go to the bathroom that I saw this like class reunion that was going to be happening back there. But... so that was fun.
So that was a good enough space to have three of those events almost
there
at the
was
same
so much,
time?
There was plenty of space. Huh? Plenty. It was a large brewery.
Cool.
For sure. So that was good, and my drink was good. So I walk in, and the tables are... there's these two long tables set up, probably 6 seats on each side. So I think it was set for a max of like 24.
That's quite a bit.
20 to 24. There was not that many people who came.
Oh, okay.
So I think at my table, there was five of us, and then the other table was more full. There was like one larger group of like four or five that came in together, and mm-hmm. then a couple more.
So maybe they just like the options for renting out the brewery sections is maybe like, oh, we're maybe 24 people max.
Yeah. So it was just those two tables, mm-hmm. and it seemed like a number of the participants knew the host. So the woman that hosted the event, Genevieve, she was really sweet. She's German. Apparently, she came to the U.S. Doing foreign exchange. And then she really loved it, and mm-hmm. she ended up staying, and she married a Marine. And so she's been in the U.S. since, and she does, like, enough. She has a couple different things. She does, like, decluttering and, like, decluttering and helping people organize their home, like home organization.
She
Marine condos people's stuff, where she'll come in and help you with.
Sure, it's much more affordable than if you wanted to get Marie Kondo.
I didn't ask. She does that, and then she also has a number of different crafting workshops that she hosts. She said that she's done the flower crowns a couple of times, and apparently, like, the October and winter ones are the most popular. She said that the winter one sells out really fast. So,
Well, when do I get to see the crown? Well, like, are you gonna wait to show me, because you can wear it for the rest of the time? You know,
I'm getting there.
Okay, I just see it out of the corner of my eye.
Oh yeah, you see it on the floor.
I can
floor
see
down there.
Where it is, but yeah, I have not looked at it.
I know. I was trying to hide it, so don't look.
You didn't hide it very well.
No. So the tables, we come in, mm-hmm. and they've got just like a bunch of fake flowers and little bowls of trinkets and like hot glue guns kind of all throughout, and scissors and glue and all the stuff.
Right, because everything was supposed to be included.
Everything was provided.
I was
everything
curious was if provided. The flowers were going to be real or fake.
Oh, they're always fake. For
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a crafty person.
So I go in, check in, and then she gave me the option of you could either do a crown like I did, which I'll show you in a second.
God, you are just teasing me with this thing.
Or you could do antlers. She had some sets of antlers. But apparently, you had to opt for the antlers in advance so that she could order them in advance. And she said that she stopped selling the antlers 2 weeks before the event because she needed to know how many to order. So that was not an option. Don't worry. When you purchased the ticket, it wasn't an option.
Don't worry. Didn't even give me one.
Yeah. The other crown options were pre-made. I could tell that she made them herself. Mm. Where it's like a headband and then zip ties. And then some of them were all black. And then some of them she had spray painted gold. Ooh. And had already done that kind of tedious part. So we get started. And she had like her little mic pack. Yeah, it was cool. She had a little mic pack. And she gave good instructions. I mean, the whole event went smoothly. I felt like there was plenty of supplies available. Like, I really like what I ended up making, and everybody's stuff turned out different. And that's always like kind of the fun part, is seeing how everybody's different stuff
I love seeing everybody
else's stuff. So everybody's stuff turned out different. I really liked what I ended up making. The one qualm that I have is that there wasn't like a mirror. And if I was to give one bit of feedback, it would be to bring a mirror so that you can put the headdress on and then look at it in the mirror. Because when I'm looking at it like this, it's harder to see. Imagine your head. Because it's a headband, so it's kind of bent, right? Mm-hmm. And so you got to like think about it on your head. But the other part, and I'll show you when I show you, it ended up being like a little lopsided in my opinion. Mine ended up as soon as I put it on, as soon as I looked at it in the mirror, I was like, I would have changed this, or I would have amended that.
Sorry, Bert's walking up the stairs currently, very eagerly. He seems very, very excited now he kind of stopped. Anyway.
Well, are you ready to see what I made?
Absolutely. Yes, I've been ready.
Okay. Close your eyes.
Oh, what?
You close your eyes.
They're closed. They're closed, I promise.
Okay.
Okay. Did everyone else close their eyes?
Did you guys close your eyes?
Okay, now you can open your eyes and your ears. Whoa.
Ready? Ready?
No, it has lights on it? Oh my God.
It turned out, isn't it so fun?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, for the people that are not seeing this on video, I'm going to try to describe this to you.
Okay? Yeah, please.
So there will be a picture of this, of course, in the show notes as well. But so it's almost like a bunch of the zip ties are spiked out. There's like 40 zip ties.
Yeah. 36 of them, actually.
Wow, that was a good estimation.
Yeah.
And then you've got what looks like circle cutouts of maybe construction paper or some sort
of... It's like a eucalyptus. It's like a fake leaf.
Okay, fake leaf.
Fake leaves.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, fake leaves. And then we've got some light up golden flowers. And then we've got red roses, orange...
Chrysanthemums.
A big white one in the middle. Some skulls. I see some skulls in there.
Little tiny skulls.
You've got some snakes going up the top.
Uh-huh. And spider webs.
And spider webs. That is so cool.
Which there will be a picture. So I was really excited. I like... Oh, and the big spider.
I didn't even see the big spider.
He's
all shiny.
He's all sparkly. A little glittery spider.
Well, why don't you tell me about your inspiration about this. What does it all mean to you?
Well, I saw the snakes.
Oh, the snakes was the first thing?
The snakes was the first thing. I was like, ooh, kind of Medusa-y with the snakes. And
I was just seeing, it does fit fully in frame, so
it
that's
It does?
Good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, maybe the top snake the is top sneaking snake out. The top snake sneaking out the top. But that's okay.
I wanted to play with the snakes, and so that was like the first thing that I was kind of thinking of, and I liked the orange flowers. So I was just kind of like vibing. I was like, I wanted to make it actually spooky. Cause some people weren't doing spooky ones. They were just doing like flower crowns.
Yeah, come on.
And I was it's Halloween. It gotta be spooktacular. And yeah, so I had the plan, which I had originally done green leaves. And then I really didn't like it.
Yeah, no, the green wasn't
doing what I wanted. So eventually I just cut them out. And you can actually still see the green on the back. Because I had hot glued them on. And then I was
I don't like this.
It was much harder to take them off. So you can see a little tiny bit of green poking through still. And I replaced them with black leaves because those were better.
Very spooky.
Very spooky.
And it stays on your head good?
And it stays on, yeah. And do you want to try?
Can I try it on?
Yeah.
Am I going to be cursed or something?
No, you're going to be pretty.
Okay. Well, what other items were there to choose from?
So there was a bunch of fake foliage.
How do I look?
Can you look at me? Oh, yeah. See, this is the only problem. It's like...
Is it leaning forward?
I counted to try and make sure I found where the center was. Based on the number of, that's how I knew how many there were.
Yeah.
And it's not actually, the center.
I mean, yeah, we can't expect.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to make it balance. But here, hand it back to me.
I want to wear it.
Okay, fine. You can wear it. Well, that's fine.
No, you can show me.
I'll show you. When I said that, I wish I had a mirror. Because like when you're looking at it like this, it looks like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. But as soon as I had put it on, I realized that there's this one big circle here, and it is not mirrored. I need like another big circle on this side.
Okay, for the people that are not seeing this, we're talking about the bottom sections. On the farthest sides you can go, there's a kind of a blank space on the right side.
It's kind of a blank space on the right side, yeah. So, and part of it's because
this... It doesn't look bad, though.
Well, what I want to do is cut one circle out of black construction paper and just put it on the side.
Oh, so you're planning on wearing this another day?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But either way, I mean, I made it and I like it. I just want one more circle on this side so that it feels more even. That's all.
No, that's a great plan.
Like, I mean, if I'm gonna make something cool like this and put it somewhere.
Of course, you can also probably see Nurse Huckleberry wearing this on the Nurse Huckleberry show
at some point this month.
Twitch.tv/Nurse Huckleberry.
Yeah, the only thing I would say that was a bit annoying was just that it wasn't particularly even. I was trying to go based off of which one was the middle one, but apparently it's not actually...
In the middle.
It's not in the middle. And that was... So everything's a little tiny bit askew. I'm going to choose not to care about it. But if I was... I mean, what's nice is I can see how it's made pretty clearly. And if I was to go and do this myself again, to make the base, like if I was going to make my own, I would just be more mindful about that. She had like a whole stack of them. And I do not blame her for not like specifically, meticulously figuring out the center of all of them. And she gave good instructions and she gave helpful tips. I would recommend the event to others. Like, I had a nice time. So I made a friend.
Wait, that's not part of the deal. You went above and beyond. You made a friend?
I went above and beyond. I made a friend.
I mean, part of the premise of the show is to meet some, is talk to people. Mm-hmm. Right. That doesn't always equate to a friend.
Yeah, I made a friend.
So tell me about this friend.
So she had come in a little bit late, and she sat next to me down at my end of the table.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, I know. Who wouldn't? So, which I was glad because there was another girl who was kind of sitting on my other side, but she was a little far away and like on the same side of the table as me. So we were both sitting forward and it was going to make it hard to talk. And I was like, okay, well, I'll figure something out. But then this girl, she came and sat down next to me and I don't know. I just started conversation just by talking about whatever.
Oh, so you're late, huh? Wow.
No. No. I was like sharing my glue gun. And aww. I was sharing supplies and being like, oh, do you need, you know, so that was, but we started talking and I had told her that I was new to San Diego. She asked where we had moved from, and I told her that we moved from LA, but I'm from Northern California. She said, oh, we're in Northern California. I was like, yeah, okay, this conversation.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
She went to Humboldt State.
No way.
Yes. Yes. So she went to Humboldt State, and she had gotten a degree in art history and anthropology, which...
Double major.
She was like, not using that. And I said, don't worry, I don't use mine either. Like,
that's why I dropped out of college.
We had a really, really great chat. And you know what else? She watches Twitch. She knew what Twitch was. And so I was chatting with her about Twitch. And we were chatting about HSU a little bit. She's a massage therapist. And so we were talking about our different lines of work and just kind of chatting about stuff. And yeah, really nice, very sweet. And it was nice to meet someone else, make a friend. We were talking about books. She was like, oh, and you like to read? And then she said that she has some girlfriends and they get together and do stuff. And I was like, I love doing stuff.
And she was all, and friends.
Yeah, and friends, and friends. I love doing stuff and I love friends. And she was talking, or at one point she said something. And I said, you know, I'm great at parties.
Which you are great at parties.
Which she said, you seem like you'd be really good at parties. And, you know, that's the professional gabber that comes in, like, talk to anyone. But, no, it was a really nice event. And I had finished my flower crown, but I just stayed because we were chatting. And so helped with cleaning up a little tiny bit, They didn't want like us to help cleaning up, but you know, so I wasn't trying to get in the way of them cleaning up, but I was also making sure to facilitate the cleaning up because I'm a helper.
You are.
Yeah.
You're great at parties.
Yeah, great at parties.
Smart, pretty.
Yeah. Helper.
Helper.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah.
You're great in a crown.
Yeah. Yeah. Look excellent in a headdress. So, but that was, I mean, for the most part, she and I just ended up chatting, and she was friends with the host.
Okay.
They'd known each other for quite some time. She said like 20 years they've known each other. So,
okay, so long time. You're not close in graduating years at HSU.
No, I think she's probably early 40s. Maybe late 30s. I would guess that she probably graduated like 8 or so years before me.
Gotcha.
I don't see any crossover. Also, regardless, I didn't really hang around too many or anthropology majors.
Well, and so many people came from other parts of the states to go there and then leave. Like they didn't, you know, grow up there like some people.
Uh-huh.
And then go there and then stay there for a while. Afterwards, you know, you sandwiched in.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah. Now you get to let your wings
spread out my wings.
And fly.
I mean, I've only been doing that for like 8 years now.
I know.
So, but no, I had a really good time. I would go back to, I didn't really look at the like food menu, but I would go back to that venue again. It was in a mall. Like, it was interesting.
That's a weird thing in San Diego. Is like there's so many
really
things that are in a mall.
Big mall.
Okay.
Which she said that the rest of the mall is kind of but okay. That it was good people watching.
Oh, good. I love people
and
watching.
And I was like, I love people watching, so I appreciate that. So, I don't know. She said she wasn't a huge fan of the girl that I met wasn't a huge fan of the mall, but.
Well, what kind of booch did you have? That's like, I gotta know.
Oh, it was called a sexy mojito, and it was like.
Like a minty cucumber booch?
Minty, limey. It was good. I liked it. Although I had not eaten enough food. It was like 6% alcohol.
Yeah, you had a bowl of cereal and a banana before
I had
you
a
left.
Bowl of cereal and a banana before I left, and I went over there. I have one drink, and it was a pint, but I had one. And I was feeling fine. I left and I went to Trader Joe's and I was shopping around Trader Joe's because the waitress ignored me for the first hour. I don't know if I missed catching her eye earlier on and she thought I just didn't want a drink.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't get to order a drink like for the first hour. And then she finally.
And it was a 2 hour event.
And it was a 2 hour event. So. The second hour was when I had my one drink, but I also had it sitting there and I was like deep in building the flower crown. So it was more of when I had finished the flower crown.
You chugged it.
I didn't chug it.
You chugged it.
But it took probably 45 minutes for me to drink the first half of the drink and then 15 minutes for me to drink the second half of the drink. So I was feeling okay, and then I went to Trader Joe's because I was like, oh, there's a Trader Joe's over here. There's a couple things I want to pick up. And then I was shopping in Trader Joe's for a minute, and I was like, oh, I'm a little tipsy now. I guess I'll go sit in the parking lot and have a snack and wait until I sober up a little bit because, like, I wasn't drunk by any means, but I was just a little tipsy, and I was like, I don't feel like, and it's hot and sunny, and I was like, driving right now.
Sometimes when it hits you all at the same time.
All at the same time, so I just sat in the parking lot until I felt good enough to drive. Like, I could have, but didn't want to.
It's very responsible.
Yeah, very responsible. I was just like, whatever.
And you got a snack?
Yeah, I got a snack and
what kind of snack? Now I need to know.
No, I got a little protein bar.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ate that.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, okay. All right. I'm feeling less like I guess I'll drive home now. But it really didn't hit me until I was walking around in Trader Joe's and I was like, whoa, okay. Dang, I am such a lightweight now.
Jeez.
My one little
A good end to the experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of spooky how it snuck up on you.
It did sneak up on me. It was very spooky. And I got one of those cinnamon brooms from Trader Joe's.
But yeah, you were waggling it in my face. You're like, smell this. It smells like cinnamon.
And you're like, wow, yeah, it does.
And then you went over to Bert and you're like, smell this, Bert. And he's like,
He didn't like it.
He didn't like that.
He didn't like that. So what do you think? It's solid flower crown? What? I don't. How much was it?
So, first question, answer, beautiful flower crown.
Thank you.
You did a great job. I love, now that I see the spider on there, it makes it really, it looks so good. You know, and it reminds me of that movie that we watched last night with the tarantula and the snake that just ended up on that lady's hand and leg and she's like, what the fuck? And then got up and ran away.
Yeah, that was Call Me Macho Woman.
They Call Me Macho Woman.
They Call Me Macho Woman. Weird movie.
Would recommend?
You have to like B movies. You have to be someone who finds humor in B movies, and you have to be okay with terrible acting.
I could not tell.
Like how serious it was supposed to be,
right? Because there were so many times where the main bad guy was like, "We need to sell all these drugs and then make all this money so we can all retire, right? Because we're gonna sell all these drugs."
Like it was every time there was exposition, it was. exposition three times.
Right, three different people.
Three different people would say the same thing.
And I think it was on purpose. Like, it was supposed to be funny. But I couldn't tell.
There was some, like, gore aspects to it, but all of the gore aspects were ridiculous.
Right.
With, like...
Well, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
What the fuck was that?
What was your second question again?
How much was the ticket?
Oh, how much was it? Ticket was $40.
Okay.
There was an early bird. Clearly, I mean, that we did not get. I think it was for like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 32 or something like that.
Mm.
And I was curious because the pictures, they looked pretty good. You know, like it looked like a good quality product, but maybe they just took the pictures.
I would say
Everyone's
turned out as good as mine. All different,
mm-hmm.
but everyone's looked really good.
You didn't get any other pictures of anyone else's, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't. I didn't take any. But I can see about finding them. I think she was taking pictures throughout, so I can see about finding them on her Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that big a deal. I just was curious.
But yeah, they looked like some people went more... I feel like mine was one of the spookier ones for sure. But
you used all the snakes.
Yeah. There was
other snakes. Six snakes.
Man, there was bats too, which I was really...
You could have hung some on the side.
I was really tempted to put a bat. And I was like trying to figure out how to get a bat like right in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't look good, so I gave up.
Well, do you think that it was worth it?
I would say yes. Okay. One, I had a nice time. And that in itself... Is priceless. You know, that's valuable to me. So I did have a nice time. Two, if I was to purchase all of these things to make this particular, like what I have made, I would not be surprised if I ended up spending close to $30. So if you do that plus $10, but also I would have bought it and then had extra.
Right, because I was going to say, there's most of that you have to buy in bulk, like the snakes, the spider webs, the flowers.
Right, you would buy in packs of things. And then, you know, the flowers. The nice part about it was getting to use a little bit of a lot of different things and having a lot of variety, because there was plenty of stuff that I didn't use.
Right.
But to have, like, all this different variety of things, and she's likely using those flowers over and over and over and over again after each one, like they get used for the next flower headdress. So her costs are...
It's probably pretty low.
Reasonably low. I mean...
I'm curious if it costs money to rent out the space in the brewery, or if you just kind of have to sign up, or what the deal is with that.
I don't know. I'm not sure if she's like renting the space or not. They did come by and ask. And I ordered the drink, which I think was $9.
Good, you stayed within budget.
Yeah, I didn't know how much it cost. But I ordered the one drink, which I wasn't really wanting to drink, but none of their... I was happy that they had kombucha. I kind of wish that they would have had a non-alcoholic kombucha, because I would have gone for a non-alcoholic kombucha, because I didn't actually particularly want to have any booze at that time. But I also... The other... I didn't want a lemonade, and I didn't want... I had just drank a coffee, so I didn't want another coffee. And I love kombucha, so...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I gotta try it and see how it is. And
one day we'll be making our own kombucha.
It's true. It's true.
Someday. One of these days, whenever we get around to it.
But...
Whenever the garage has space.
Yeah.
Stupid but boxes.
Overall, I enjoyed it. I would say... I don't know that I would go again, kind of like your Space Blaster...
Because you kind of
and I know it's nice that this part was done,
right?
And that it was spray painted and that it was already gold and ready to go. I like that aspect. Also, I do think that everyone got the little fairy lights. Everyone got the lights, and I think that is, I mean, it's like $5 per little light thing. I mean, she's probably buying them in bulk, so I don't know how much it did cost her.
I mean,
it does
make it like premium.
But it does feel premium.
Yeah.
And Genevieve was really great. She gave helpful tips, and she, you know, she explained well what to do and like every she gave just enough instruction, left you alone to do whatever. And it was just, I mean, it was only women who attended. Mm. And it seemed like everyone had kind of a plan, or like they were intended. There, as I said, there was one group that was kind of a bigger group.
Yeah.
And they all showed up dressed real cute. Oh. And they were like, well, we're going to make our crowns, and then we're going to go take pictures with them.
So they matched their crowns
to their
outfits?
So they matched their crowns to the outfits.
That's so cool.
So that was really fun, and that was nice to see. Which I did kind of match my crown to my outfit, because this was the it was today. Well, so
you,
this
had,
is,
you had white socks on.
I did have white socks on, but I got a white flower.
I'm just
I did kind of match my crown. I was like, oh, well, it'll go with my
It does really outfit, go with your outfit.
You know, I had a good time, and I would attend another event like that. I think it was worthwhile to, one, just for getting, for the sake of getting out of the house. And I like doing crafts.
I know.
And a big part of it is I don't want to, for something like this, where I don't necessarily see myself making a bunch of these kind of things, like the one is probably good for me, unless I needed to make this for some costume down the line.
Right.
And now I know how to do it and I could do it. But doing it the one time, I'm glad I didn't have to purchase all of the stuff for it. And I don't have to find a place to store all of the extras from that thing.
Right, which would end up in a box.
Because it would end up in a box somewhere, and I wouldn't just throw it away. I would keep it for forever. And now, I mean, she's going to keep it for forever, but she's going to use it again at another event sometime. And so that, you know, she'll get the benefit of that having been paid for. So when you were looking for the event, was there like a big difference? Because I haven't looked for events yet.
Uh-huh.
Was there a difference between the events that you saw in LA compared to San Diego?
Oh, 100%. Really? I mean, there were a couple of similarities. Like there were still a lot of scavenger hunts and like candle making and pottery. Those are like the three big ones that I saw. But I feel like there weren't as many industry style events down here, like networking events, or like learning how to set up lights, or learning how to set up a camera, or being an actor in some way or another. But I do feel like there's still an adequate amount of events in San Diego, but there were a lot less. Mm. And I don't know if it's because I was just searching for a couple of days, you know, like for a date range, you know, because when I would look in LA, it was like hundreds over the weekend kind of thing, you know, and most of them were kind of not what we needed in any way or at all.
Well, I'll say a lot of the events in LA were the reoccurring networking. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, so I had saved a couple of other events in anticipation of maybe those being the ones, right? But there was one that I thought would be really fun, but it started at 10 a.m. And then there was another one that was, like, on Sunday at 7 p.m. or something. And
oh,
I was like,
oh, it's cutting it kind of close. Yeah.
So, let's see. The ones that I had saved. Well, there was one for, like, latte art.
Ooh.
Which seemed interesting. And I had seen one for latte art in LA too.
Yeah, but it was at 7 a.m.
Yeah, and this one was at 8 a.m. And then the only other one that I saw that would have been interesting too was like a Hawaiian lei making workshop.
Okay.
But that was at 10 a.m. So if more people could have more fun events after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that'd be great.
Come on.
But I feel like there's definitely going to be an interesting difference in stuff. And honestly, like, looking at the paper, too, there's...
Yeah, there's events in the paper
That aren't on Eventbrite or that, like...
Yeah.
And I think that that will be an interesting difference, because maybe we could get a more regional paper that's not that one.
Like a San Diego Times or whatever.
Whatever, or like a magazine of events, whoever puts that together, I'm sure someone does.
Yeah.
Someone puts together like a monthly or weekly events thing. But I don't know. I mean, since you haven't looked yet, there's no way for me to ask like what you've seen or what you've experienced in any way. But
well, I mean, I did go to the hustle class, learned how to do the hustle. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Which that was my choosing because I was like, ooh, the hustle. Ooh,
dance class.
Dance class.
Very and fun. I definitely am going to be going back to pottery soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to jump on that.
Jump on it. You could dance the hustle that song.
Yeah, I could dance the hustle that song. Really, I just it is kind of heavy.
Well, yeah, it's got lights, it's got glue.
Yeah.
The snakes, I'm sure, weigh a lot. So you're saying you wouldn't want to wear it for a night out on the town?
I mean, I would, but my head would hurt.
Would you get like a softer...
I think part of it is because I also have my hair up in a really tight ponytail right now, and so I'm feeling the tight ponytail and then feeling the tightness of this.
There's got to be like a softer pad you could put on there.
Probably. Like I mean, it is just like...
Or maybe pin it to your head somehow.
It is just zip ties against my head.
Right.
It's more that it's heavy than anything, because it is pretty heavy. And in all honesty, I could probably use more glue on here for some things.
More glue.
Probably could have put more glue on it.
More glue is the solution to a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, if you have ever used hot glue, half the time, it's just more glue. But I like how spooky it is.
I mean, with the space blaster that I made, some of the things came off because I didn't put enough glue, and I had to re-glue them.
Yeah.
With better glue.
At home.
And I don't know whose fault that was, if they didn't give me good enough instruction on sanding properties, or if that plastic was just not made to adhere. Or maybe I smacked it around too much.
I mean, it could have been probably all three.
Dang it.
Part of it is if it was me, I wouldn't have suggested just sanding. I would have suggested using like a stiff wire brush to score. Like when you, like, I don't know if you've done scoring and then slipping in pottery yet.
Yeah.
But if you do essentially that kind of same thing where you like kind of cut some grooves in and then and glue.
Fill it with the wet stuff.
Really has stuff to stick to. So you stick the
as
glue
as
and then you
sides,
stick the thing right. to whatever. I think it was just too smooth of a, like, the sanding didn't rough it up enough. It took the shine off, but I don't feel like it gave enough. Because hot glue is not a particularly good adhesive.
No. It is melted plastic that hardens.
Yeah. And it only really works if it has grooves to settle into and not just sanded surface. So.
Well, now you got to find somewhere for me to go.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what you find, because I know that there are a lot of parameters to look for, and I'm very curious to try new things.
Yeah. I was talking with the woman I met, Rachel. When I was talking with Rachel, I was talking about how we send each other to these events, and she was like, that's so fun. And I was like, it really is. And I told her how you're a bit more of an introvert than I am, and that it has taken a bit more time for you to be more excited than nervous to attend events.
It's definitely a hurdle every time, but it gets shorter. It's a shorter hurdle.
Well, and what I was talking with her about is I was like, well, and here's the thing, it's a skill. Once you practice it, it stops being as scary, and it's a lot easier to just go and do the thing. And I will say, when we first started doing this, there was, like, especially that very first event, which, mind you, that
first event to start with
was kind of a rough event. It was the tea party.
Right.
And I told her about that one. I was like, oh, yeah, you sent me to a tea party. And it ended up being all of these middle-aged, really rich women talking about their shoe collections and how hard their lives were. And she was like, that must have been so terrible and I was like oh, it was. She was I really like her. I think you'd really like her too.
Okay.
So we exchanged numbers.
Oh my god.
You know, here's the thing, I keep telling people how to make friends in new cities, and I hadn't really had the chance to undergo a large move and have to make all new friends again. And now we're doing it, and go figure, it works.
Yeah, the first event you went to, you made a new friend, and now, I mean, the first cafe we went to, we made a new friend.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is you have to be far more forward than you probably want to be. Even more forward than I really want to be in order to make connections and meet people. You have to be the one, you have to be willing to be the conversation starter, progressor. You have to ask questions, mm-hmm. you know. But if you do, also being personable and just having a generally positive mood.
Yeah.
You can't be negative about everything.
You're not complaining about stuff. You're not, you know, making
you can complain a little bit as long as it's fun.
Right.
Right? Like I can say, oh yeah, well, I went to this event with these ladies and talk about it. But as long as I still feel like, you know, if it still feels like you have a good time, then people are pretty receptive to it, or they'll, you know, they'll be on your side.
Well, you're making me all excited to go to my event. Because, like, yeah. I want to make a new friend.
Yeah.
I want to make a new friend.
The only hard part is then continuing the friendship.
That's the tough part. Especially if we make one friend from so many different places.
And why do you think that's cool, though?
But I know, just, but then what do we? How do we bring them all together?
We just got to have a house party.
Gasping at camera.
Yeah. We just got to have a little party. Have a little get-together.
Yeah,
a little
dinner party. I don't know if I trust all those people around all these wires.
I know. Honestly, that's the scariest part is...
Just have a backyard party. They can come in through the side gate and pee in the yard.
Well, either that or
get an outhouse. No, yeah, you're right. Get a bigger porta-potty.
Porta-potty. Well, or we could just block off.
Yeah. That's another option.
That's another option.
Don't worry. We'll be fine.
I think, you know, honestly, we got that really big piece of cardboard out there.
Ooh.
If we just, like, painted it nice and then just set it in front of the stream area and put all the stuff in the stream area.
Could we paint it like it's actually that? Like, just, you know, do a crude painting of...
Yeah, but, like, I think it's reasonable to just say, like, you know, like, stay out. Like, please don't go in this area and everywhere else or whatever. But I think that's reasonable.
That's very reasonable. Anyways. Yeah.
We should wrap up this episode.
Sorry, I'm tangenting.
I know. We're too busy tangenting.
Tangenting. How do you pronounce it? Is that a word?
No, it's not. Going on tangents would be...
Well, it's just one big long tangent.
Yeah.
It's a tendency of tangency.
Yeah, a tangency.
Well, what a wonderful experience it seems like you had. And no, I'm very happy that the first time was such a good time.
I should have talked to more people, in all honesty. If I was being better, I would have talked to more people.
I don't know. Talking to one person sometimes is way better than talking to
Well, five. And we got to have, like, a good connection, and we got to know each other, yeah. A nice conversation. And, you know, I was friendly with everybody else. Like, I was friendly with everyone, and...
Yeah, you weren't, like, ripping snakes out of other people's hands. You're no. Like, those are my snakes. I'm playing with the snakes right now. I'm the only one that gets to put snakes on my crown.
Yeah.
That's not you. That's not you.
Although I will say, the little skulls that are on here, those were a hot commodity. And when I found out that there was a couple little skulls, I like had dug around and I found two of them. And I was like, yeah, well, fuck yeah, little skulls. I'm gonna put those on later. Because I was going to have to wait until later to put them on. And so I set them on my side. And then someone else was like, oh, are there more skulls in here? Like, she's like, oh, I'm trying to find, like, one more. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't think there's a...
like, my precious skulls.
I hadn't put them on yet. So I was like, I don't know. What do you mean?
Don't look under my flowers. there's no skulls over here.
No, what are you talking about? Like,
well, thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
We did take a little bit of a hiatus, but now we're back on track.
We're back on. Go us. Yeah. It was okay, though. It was okay that we took it.
It was
a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, we had to unpack our life.
Lots of moving, and I don't know. I know we have TwitchCon this week.
TwitchCon is this week.
Crazy.
In a couple of days.
In a couple of days. Thursday. Couple of days.
It really snuck up on us. Like, October started, and now it's already...
TwitchCon. Boom.
Yeah.
That's going to be big. That's going to be a lot of things. I need to order stuff. Order photos. For it. Well, thank you all so very much for listening. We do this every other week. Next episode will be Duder's chance to go and explore and
you're gonna let me go play outside.
Yeah, let you go play outside. Your chance to make a friend, which I mean, obviously we could go whenever and make friends, but your chance to make a friend next week and...
No, the week after.
Yeah, the week after, sorry.
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. You'll
because it's be every other month. Every yeah, other
every
week.
Other.
Twice a month, as you just said.
If you are listening, but you would like to watch the video for this, you can find the video available to our Fourth Wall members. It's only $5 a month. Or is it the $10 tier? It's only $10 a month for the video, but the $5 a month tier gets you early access, which means you get to listen a week in advance.
You know the
which you could just pwn all your friends.
That's true. Also, the $5 tier gets the bloopers.
Oh, and the bloopers.
Which is a video still.
It is a video still,
because the bloopers, they go for all the tiers, but the whole long video podcast.
What else is there?
What do you mean?
Well, there's behind the scenes from the show, from YouTube videos, there's musical performances. Sure. There's all sorts of stuff.
Episodes of Otto and Rudy. Archived YouTube edits from 2021 to 2023.
Don't watch those. Don't watch those. Please, spare me.
Have you watched any recently?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you so much for watching. We will see you, well, you will hear us next time on Solo Adventures
Together.